Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. As we arrive at this Memorial Day weekend and we salute those who gave their all, we come also to this 50th day of Easter and this solemnity of Pentecost. This is not only a beautiful day, but very significant, an important moment in the Christian calendar. You may have heard it called the birthday of the church, the full revelation of God, the moment when those disciples, those apostles, were made different. Of course, for the past 50 days, we've been celebrating that difference, the difference that Jesus Christ made, specifically in his resurrection from the dead, his victory over death, and his continued friendship with this band of apostles. As we celebrate Pentecost, we recognize that that love is now received. It's not just an outside event that they witness, that they see, that they know with their eyes or their minds, but it's interiorized. And they know now the power of God's love. And their hearts are transformed in a magnificent way. God is now in them, and they are in him. They enjoy a communion, a friendship, a unity. In short, they become the church. You know, this beautiful gift of friendship and love received is something that makes all the difference. We know that in our own lives. When we are understood and listened to, when we are loved, it makes all the difference. Sometimes we know that difference most in the absence of those things, the absence of friendship, the absence of understanding, and the experience of being alone. But here at Pentecost, we see what the saints came to know, what these apostles came to know, that they are loved totally by Almighty God. And the experience of that love, the knowledge of that love, changes the world. As we remember Memorial Day, there is a particular person that comes to mind, not yet a canonized saint, but a man who knew that love of God so totally that he lived it. I'm thinking of Father Emil Kapan. Father Emil Kapan was a U.S. Army captain and chaplain. He served in World War II and in the Korean War. He was born in Kansas, and he died in 1951. Having been a prisoner of war in Korea, he demonstrated among the soldiers there such great friendship. He was the chaplain you wanted to have. In 2013, President Obama awarded him the Medal of Honor. And it's definitely worth watching. If you YouTube Father Emil Kapan, K-A-P-O-U-N, Emil Kapan, Medal of Honor, you'll find it. What's so interesting is not only the heroic love that he demonstrated toward all those who were in need, but how that love continues. It was 20 years ago that his remains were found, and it was only in the past 2 years that DNA confirmed that they were his remains, and they were brought back to his home. My friends, as we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, we are celebrating that God has made his home with us, that we are the church, his living body, temples of the Holy Spirit. We receive Holy Communion. knowing and receiving that love, we can then live it. And we can live it very well. We can live it without fear. We can live it day by day in the choices that we make. As we celebrate Pentecost, let us give thanks to God for the fullness of his revelation that we have celebrated. And let us, with new zeal, live it well. May Father Emil Kapan and all the saints help us to do that. And may we become the saints that we are called to be through love. God be with you.